Today is April 2nd, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. Park timber will be logged. Arrangements are being made through the Hoquiam Park Board and City Commission to permit the logging of downed timber in the state park north of Hoquiam, destroyed by the terrific windstorm of December 24, 1923. The work will probably be done by Albert Anderson, who has logging equipment on the ground, though not at present operating. Mr. Anderson last year removed considerable timber which had become flooded in the lowlands and was dead and rotting. The timber blowdown on the hillside will be a serious fire hazard if it is not removed, it is said. In other news, fire loss heavy. Destruction of the Hoquiam Manufacturing Company's plant March 5th at an estimated loss of $30,000 made the March fire losses reach their highest total for any month since the destruction of the Northwestern Lumber Company's shingle storage shed nearly a year ago, according to records of Fire Chief W.E. Crawford. No other serious fires occurred during the month. In other news, police desk man, butt of foolery. If there were as many shoestrings united and purses found as there are persons notified that they were being watched for by police, Hoquiam must have had a rousing April Fool's Day celebration, warily remarked Desk Sergeant Clyde Jackson last evening as he told John Doe number 116, more or less, "No, we're not looking for you." The sergeant remarked at the close of the day, when he had hopelessly lost count, that he wished he had kept track of the number of persons who called at police headquarters or by telephone to verify a report that the chief wants to have a talk with you about that garbage, or from coming over from Aberdeen so fast the other night, or something else. If those people all have guilty consciences, there must be an awful lot of crime in the city, it was remarked. In other news, child stealing ride causes auto accident. Efforts to force a child who was hopping a ride to get off the running board of his car caused Ben Hansen, 206 West 6th Street in Aberdeen, to divert his attention from steering the car and resulted in a crash between his car and another machine driven by J.S. Goebel, 814 and a half K Street, at the intersection of 9th and I Street Sunday. It was reported to police by both drivers. The Hansen car received a bent fender and a broken spring, while the fender on Goebel's car was badly damaged. Mr. Goebel reported that he was driving only about 15 miles an hour. In the city and county news, Harry Aubright of the Red Cross Pharmacy has been confined at his home for a few days with the grip. He expects to be out today. Lyle Havens is in town for a few days from the Havens Shingle Mill at Neilton, where he is working. The Hoquiam Manufacturing Company, whose plant was recently partially destroyed by fire, is rapidly clearing the premises of all debris. The opening of Howard Oakland's store for young men Saturday in the Emerson Hotel building was witnessed by his brother Emil, who has been visiting here recently from Great Falls, Montana. And finally, the Grace Harbor Lumber Company started a night shift last night at 7 o'clock. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 2, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum starting this Saturday, April 6th, with a free admission open house from 11 to 4. Come and see all the changes we made during our winter closure with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. Starting this Saturday, the museum will be open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.